Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. The Mass readings today have an emphasis on the profound mercy of God, and it's a theme that's woven through all of the readings. The reading from 2 Chronicles says, "Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place." But we see how the people respond, right? So they're committing infidelity after infidelity, and they're not keeping sacred what they ought to keep holy. But the Lord is so patient with us, and he's so patient with the Israelites. He sends them messengers, right? He sends them prophets to speak to them. But usually prophets don't say things that we want to hear. They're often correcting and instructing us to live in a different way. And so the Israelites respond to the prophets in the same way that I probably often respond when people tell me I'm doing something wrong, or when people try to offer a correction towards me, right? Sometimes it's hard to hear the truth, and it's hard to hear that I'm not living in the way that I ought to. And so the Israelites mock the messengers of God. The Lord responds by taking away what should be most precious to them, the enemies burning the house of God and destroying Jerusalem. And then the people themselves are brought into captivity. And so we see in the responsorial psalm this remembering of what they experienced. The psalm says, "Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you." Right? And this can be the response of us to the Lord. If we ever forget the Lord, may we be mute. But even more so, it's the Lord to us. He never abandons us. He never forgets us. And so as the psalmist mourns when they're in exile and when they're remembering the promised land, they're weeping. Because only when they're in exile do they realize what they used to have. And then the reading from Ephesians continues to emphasize this theme of God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us. He saves us when we're dead in our sin. He offers us new life through Jesus Christ by giving us the immeasurable riches of his grace. Right? It's not something that we've earned or that we've just been immersed in working for. The Lord gives his grace so generously, and he saves us even when we weren't in a position to even desire our own saving. And the Gospel of John speaks about how God, out of his profound love for us, gives his only Son so that we could be reconciled to him and receive eternal life. The gospel says, "And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." And so this whole idea of needing to bring things to the light, right? We see that the people are lost in their sin. They're lost in this darkness. And then when what they have is torn away from them, they're filled with this great mourning. The epistle speaks of how even when we were lost in our transgression, God reaches out to offer us something more, right? This light. But this light is going to cast its rays over our whole lives. And it's going to show us things that are not always the most pleasant to see. And the gospel continues with this idea that sometimes the things we do, we want to hide. And I was recently on retreat, and the priest who was leading the retreat, when he was talking about, he was encouraging people to go and take advantage of a spiritual direction and the sacrament of reconciliation. And he was strongly encouraging us that the thing that we didn't want to say, that we didn't want to share with a spiritual director, that we didn't want to say in confession, is the very thing that we most needed to say. And that Satan works in darkness by telling us lies and then convincing us that we shouldn't say anything to anyone because it would be scandalous or shocking or just embarrassing. So Satan can be really good at keeping us hidden, right? Trying to cover these things in our lives so that others can't see them. But thanks be to God, the mercy and the grace of the Lord pierces through that veil that we like to throw over all of the things that are imperfect in our lives, right? Our failings, our weakness. The Lord's mercy and grace pierces through that and exposes everything. And when his light pours through, it reveals things that we don't want to see, but it also speaks truth and it grants freedom. Recently, I went to confession, and it was a more difficult confession, and I said the thing I didn't want to say, and I prayed my penance, and when I walked out of the church, I was just profoundly moved by this experience of, oh Lord, that grace that you gave me was so easy. Like I agonized for so long, but then you just were so generous. The Lord is merciful beyond measure, and his generosity knows no bounds. But the Lord's grace doesn't permit us to remain where we are. It always compels us to enter into deeper relationship with him, to cast out the lies that we believe, to bring before him our sins and our weaknesses. And it can be difficult and painful, but being in relationship with him is always worth it. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your abundant mercy and grace, which you offer to us not because we deserve it, but because you love us. Renew in our hearts an experience and knowledge of that profound love that you have for us. Grant us the grace to be able to entrust every aspect of our lives to your purifying and holy light. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.